Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. The toll-free number, as always, 855-453. That is the toll-free number. Also, you can join us via Skype if you prefer, and I have to say I prefer that because it usually sounds a lot better. Skype username is lrn.fm, and welcome to the show with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
And Mark, you engaged. You yourself, I guess, didn't do the dirty work, but today... You watched as Rand Paul, Mitch McConnell, who else?
Harry Reid and Chuck Schumer.
Were all slaughtered. Was it a throat slitting? How was it done?
It was done with a .22 rifle and a big knife. These are the names of my pigs.
Oh, you ruined the surprise. I was going to tease it for like an hour
before
we actually got...
No way.
Oh, well, all right, so Mark's pigs are dead. We can talk about that later. FreeRoss.org. We actually haven't mentioned that in a little while here on Free Talk Live. I got an email from Ross Ulbricht's mother, Lynn, who I'm grateful that we had the chance to interview in person at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, and I think we're going to be seeing her again at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum in March. Lynn is the mother of Ross Ulbricht, and Mark, who is Ross Ulbricht?
Ross Ulbricht is supposedly, the government claims, the man who was behind the Silk Road, the Dread Pirate Roberts, as it were. And there's a lot of confusion as to how many Dread Pirate Roberts there were before Ross Ulbricht. If Ross Ulbricht is the Dread Pirate Roberts, if he is, I contend he's a fool for living in San Francisco inside the United States and conducting the most wanted drug operation in the world. Silk Road is a place where Silk Road 3.0 exists. So there's a place called Silk Road currently, and you can buy and sell the things that you want to buy and sell there. What that means is since there's, you know, you can just sell whatever you want, that means that people are selling things like drugs.
That's right.
And what we've seen is
there were some rules on things you couldn't sell at the old Silk Road. I don't know if the new Silk Road 3.0 still has those rules.
Nor do I. But I can say that there was a study done by a couple of professors, and I couldn't tell you from where. And what they found was that the Silk Road made the black market safer.
Mm-hmm,
that people can, you know, people were conducting in the business they were going to conduct in anyway. Right? Like, Silk Road didn't suddenly create a bunch of drug addicts.
That's true.
What it did was a service that people who wanted drugs would go, and they wouldn't be exposed to bad neighborhoods or people who had weapons right there. And that it made the sellers, the drug dealers, operate on a higher level. Now they had ratings where they, you know, people said, well, this was a good deal or this was a bad deal, and they had to service their customers the way that businesses do in the marketplace. And I think that this, I think it was a real step forward in many ways, but the government can't have this. Oh no, we can't have people doing what they want with their own bodies, having license in their own lives, and we must stop this. And so it looks like they did.
Well, they shut down the first Silk Road, and they arrested Ross Ulbricht, accused him of being the mastermind behind what the Silk Road was. It was only a month later that Silk Road 2.0 popped up. They took Silk Road 2.0 down last month, in the beginning of November, and the alleged guy who was running that, Blake Benthal, supposedly admitted it. Now, there hasn't been a development, by the way, in the Blake Benthal case. I looked the other night. I couldn't find anything new about that. But the Ross Ulbricht case, this is the big one. This is the first time that anyone has ever been busted for an online drug empire kind of charge. You know, they're hitting him with the kingpin statutes, basically treating him as though he were Pablo Escobar. And they are, in fact, acting as though he was Pablo Escobar. They're accusing him of committing, not directly committing murders, but allegedly hiring people to commit murders.
Sounds like a drug kingpin.
On his behalf. However, They're alleging he committed, he hired enough people to kill six people. It might have been the same person he hired for multiple people, but anyway.
You'd think if things were going the way you'd wanted to.
Apparently put a hit out on six people. That's what they're alleging in this case. But the weird thing is that they haven't charged him with conspiracy to commit murder.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that my public servants have not charged a man that they believe that they have evidence have murdered somebody? They haven't charged him with it?
I've heard that he's been hit with a charge out of Maryland for that, but I haven't followed up on that detail. I'm not sure how to verify that claim. His mother has made it sound like he's not facing charges for murder. He's certainly not facing charges for murder in federal court. In Manhattan, where it is he will be facing charges for things like conspiracy to distribute drugs and conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to commit computer hacking, those are the charges he received as a result of being involved with the Silk Road. That's what he's preparing his defense for. You can go to freeross.org to contribute to Ross's defense fund, because it's not cheap to hire attorneys to take on federal cases. It's not cheap to hire any attorney, but for a case like this, it's definitely not cheap. And so, you know, he's been going up. Apparently the court case has been delayed. It was originally going to happen like last month or something like that, and it got put off. I think it's coming up in early 2015, I believe in January at some point. I don't have the exact date on when that's going to trial, but there's been a motion filed in the case that his mother emailed me about just the other day, and it was actually, I think, just yesterday, and it's pretty outrageous. And I wanted to share this with you because it's amazing the kind of stuff these guys can get away with. Now, just to be clear, this motion hasn't been approved yet, but as Ross's mother points out, the judge in this case hasn't denied a single request from the government. So every motion that the government agents, the prosecution, has filed so far in this case has been approved. So there's no reason to believe this one's going to be kicked back in their face, but, you know, again, the motion hasn't been ruled on. What they're saying is they want the ability to be able to talk about the alleged murders. The alleged murders for hire in this case. And essentially, I looked at it's a 29-page long motion in limine, and I looked over it the other night. Essentially, their justification for this is that, well, they claim, of course, other court cases where they claim this sort of thing has been allowed for allegations about things that the defendant has not been charged with are allowed to be brought up in court because the government has to tell the story. They want to tell the story of Silk Road and what they allege, Ross's role in the Silk Road.
Well, you need
a
narrative, but if you're going to, in your narrative, you're going to accuse a man of murder, you need to have charged and convicted him of that first.
Well, you apparently think the old way, Mark. You with your relic ideas about the way the justice system should work. And if you think that's interesting, there's actually a motion that has been approved by the judge. I'll share with you here in a moment. But just the fact that they would just so they're so brazen just to even ask for this. We want to talk about things we haven't bothered. We don't have enough evidence to charge this guy with, because if they had enough evidence to charge him with going and hiring a hitman, they sure as hell would have charged him with hiring a hitman
six times.
Yeah,
and all of them federal government agents, they would have the emails lined up. I mean, come on.
Yeah, so very strange. So not only that, not only do they want to introduce that information, but they also want to prevent Ross or his attorneys from talking about his political beliefs.
Ross, so they can have their narrative,
but
Ross
can't
have
his. If this motion is approved, again, hasn't been approved yet, but that's what they're asking for next. And that's exactly what this is, Mark. They want to be able to tell the whole story from their perspective, but they want to prevent Ross from being able to tell. Let's say he is Dread Pirate Roberts, and let's say Ross is wants to go for jury nullification. Jury nullification is where a jury will vote not guilty with the idea of just kind of batting the law back in the face of the prosecution, essentially saying this law sucks, we're going to vote not guilty, even though you've proven that that he did what you say he did. We think the law is terrible, so voting not guilty. They actually mention in this motion, Mark, that if Ross Ulbricht or his attorneys are allowed to talk about Ross's political viewpoint, which is libertarian, he's a very liberty-minded individual. If they're able to talk about his motivations, to make the black market a safer place or whatever it was his motivations were, the politics and the motivations, if they're able to talk about, or they want to prohibit them from being able to talk about them, and they specifically say because it could result in jury nullification. That's their reason why Ross Ulbricht should be prevented from talking about his motivation.
Jury nullification is a thousand-year right in English common law when juries have the right to say that this law stinks. And they're afraid, the lawyers that run the lawyer industrial complex that rules the world are afraid that you, the individual, may get the power to overturn their rules.
855, 453, something even more outrageous coming up.
Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you'd like here. Toll free at 855-453. We're talking Silk Road, the latest in the Ross Ulbricht case. He's facing most of his life, probably the rest of his life in prison, for ostensibly running the Silk Road underground drug black marketplace that has done amazing things for the black market. It has made things safer, has made drugs more reliably what they're advertised to be, brought prices down, raised customer service up. But, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. And so he is, again, facing multiple felony counts, and there's a lot of years in that are floating out above his head at the moment. I don't know what kind of a chance he's going to have, because this judge just keeps granting the prosecution's motions to make just insane rules that prohibit, in this case, well, there's actually a rule that has been granted. There's a proposal that's on the table from the prosecution that will prohibit Ross Ulbricht from talking about his political beliefs and talking about his motivations on stand, thereby possibly trying to connect with the jury as a human being and, you know, maybe get them to nullify the verdict. They have specifically asked the judge to prevent that, while asking the judge also to allow the prosecution to present a case about hiring hitmen, having Ross allegedly hiring hitmen, which, of course, they never charged him criminally with. So why should they be able to make allegations in a case that doesn't have to do with hiring hitmen about hiring hitmen?
Right.
But Ross's mom thinks that they're going to approve this motion. But I'll tell you what motion did get approved that is even more shocking coming up.
It's cold here in New Hampshire, so I'm going to Acapulco. It's Acapulco for Anarchopulco at the end of February. Jeff Berwick of the Dollar Vigilante is billing Acapulco as the new Liberty destination, and I want to see for myself. I figure Anarchopulco is an event that's perfect time to take a look. Speakers will include, of course, Jeff Berwick, who's down there in Acapulco, and Angel Clark, who moved there recently. But Roger Veer will also be there, Cody Wilson, Nima V, Objectivist Girl, Luke Rudkowski. Do I have that name right, Ian?
Pretty much.
Yeah, we met Luke over at Liberty Forum. Quite an activist. Dana Martin, Ernie Hancock, and many more. What more reason do you need to go to Acapulco in February? This is going to be an awesome event. Hotels are reasonably priced. Tickets are less than $100 if you register by Christmas. There are workshops all week leading up, but the action really heats up at the end of February. It's the 27th. The end of the weekend there. February the 27th through the March the 1st is the sort of the big time for the event. But I'm going to for the homeschooling workshop that's the day before. So I think it's going to be great. Anarchopulco.com. It's the new Liberty destination, anarchopulco.com. You can search on Google as far as the spelling goes, but I'll say it one more time kind of slow so you can understand it. Anarchopulco.com.
All right, so the toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you one of the more recent decisions that the judge in the Ross Ulbricht Silk Road case has made that is just so shocking. Even I am surprised, and I've seen a lot of court nonsense before. This is bewildering to me. We'll get to that, but first, Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, made some comments suggesting he wasn't thrilled and delighted after that cop that killed a guy didn't get indicted for killing a guy. And so
talking about the Eric Garner case?
The chokehold case there, yeah. Where now the police union is asking members to sign this paper saying that the mayor should stay away from their funeral in the event that they get killed in the line of duty. Okay, because they're angry that the mayor is taking the side of a human being instead of taking the side of the cop. Now, the thing is, they should also sign similar papers to members of the New York legislature who are tough on drugs in order to win elections, who know very well that as a result of being tough on drugs, cops are going to go out there and get themselves killed trying to enforce drug laws.
Right,
and
so they're putting the lives of the police on the line so they can get reelected, basically.
But the police benefit from that, too. There's a lot of police jobs because of the war on drugs, and it's not exactly the most dangerous job in America. It's not even the top 10 most dangerous jobs.
Well, also, they know that, what they're doing is they're buying votes on Election Day with the blood of the cops that are going to make that choice to go get themselves killed trying to enforce drug laws. The only reason anybody should go anywhere near any police funeral is because right outside there's all these hundreds of cops standing at attention that are not wearing helmets, and there's no innocent people
oh,
in this person.
Tom, you got to cut it out. That's thank you for the call tonight, but I agreed with what he was saying up until the point where he started advocating for, and he doesn't really come right out and ask people to do it, but he suggests that people kill the police, and I think that's a terrible idea. I don't think that that is going to work.
I don't think anyone heard it in this circumstance. I mean, basically, you know, it's cops without helmets is all he gets to say, but we've heard it so many times, we know where he's going.
Well, that's basically what he was saying there. I don't know if I let him get all the words out, but
that's what he was saying.
That's what he was saying.
I would agree.
And that's not going to solve a problem. I realize that the police, in this case, they are creating problems. They are making people's lives worse. And through this insane war on drugs, Ross Ulbricht is just one example.
This is what behavior what we're talking about here, the police unions and politicians and everybody else in this circumstance is participating in. It's called rent seeking. Rent seeking is when you use the force of government to sort of change the playing field of the marketplace in order to benefit yourself. And, you know, police want drugs illegal so that they have the ability to hire more police, you know, like the top brass.
Mm-hmm.
You want more people underneath you. If you're the one guy in a town calls himself, one cop in a town that calls himself the police chief, you're far less important than the police chief of New York City. It's yeah. How many people you have under you sort of decides how important you are in this circumstance. So they want more cops. They want the higher pay that comes with the danger of enforcing the war on drugs. They want the excitement that comes with busting people's doors in. There's more than 50,000 drug raids in America.
Is it up to 50 now?
Yep, I looked it up. 50,000 drug raids in America a year. Yes. Many of these go awry, wrong addresses, bad information, whatever. Innocent people are killed, children are killed. But the cops just keep on trudging forward because we must stop the scourge of drugs. The scourge is the war on drugs.
Yeah, for sure.
100 years ago, we shouldn't call it legalization of drugs. We should call it re-legalization of drugs.
Mm.
100 years ago, you could buy heroin at the drugstore. Were there some people that were addicted?
Children could buy it.
Yep, they could. Sure, there were some people that were addicted, and I wouldn't claim that they weren't. There are people addicted today. The only thing that you have is you've driven up the price, which increases crime, violent crime, against non-drug users. The war on drugs not only is a war on addicted people, it's a war on people like you and me that aren't addicted.
The guys over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition have said that the numbers, the statistics of people who are addicted to drugs are about the same as what they were back when they were legal.
As a percentage of the population.
So, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We were talking about the Silk Road, the alleged mastermind, Ross Ulbricht. His trial will be starting up in early 2015. The story is from Wired.com on what is the most outrageous thing I've heard thus far in this case. And it's been a series of pretty shocking things.
There was something outrageous that the judge did grant that it's not coming to my mind.
I'll tell you about that right now. According to Wired.com, according to Ross Ulbricht's mother, who gave me the heads up on this article, the judge has now refused to let Ross and his attorneys know which witnesses will be testifying against him for fear that he might orchestrate their killing from his jail cell.
He doesn't know the witnesses in his case.
That's correct.
People will testify against
here. We'll talk about how crazy that is. 855-450-FREE.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Bitcoin, if you've got some, you want to send some our way as a thank you for doing Free Talk Live, you can send it to the Bitcoin tip jar. Just go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And if you're into Bitcoin or maybe just curious about it, the place to be is going to be downtown Austin, Texas, for the second Texas Bitcoin Conference. This year, it's or next year, I guess, 2015, it's going to be happening at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, which is a different location than the very first, and I'm excited about it. It's going to have the best and brightest speakers, the latest exhibitions in Bitcoin, and they'll be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. Plus, they've invited the entire Texas legislature to show them that so that way they can know that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference will prove Bitcoin is a force for good. If you really care about Bitcoin or, again, are just curious, this is the place to be. March 28th and 29th. Also, there will be a kickoff event on the 27th. If you get into town early, you'll want to go to that. TexasBitcoinConference.com. You can go and get your tickets there and save $25 with coupon code FTL. Again, code FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com, March 28th and 29th. Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live as we were there last year, or I guess still this year. It's still this year for the next 2 weeks. Anyway, look forward to seeing you in Texas at the Texas Bitcoin Conference in March. Let's go to your calls and thoughts coming up. The outrageous story, the details on what's happening with Ross Ulbricht, the man who's accused of running the Silk Road. The judge in that case is preventing a witness list from being shared with the defense.
And it's crazy.
It doesn't get much more of a total bastardization of the so-called justice system process than that. We'll talk more about it. Coming up, your calls come first. James is in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James. James in Alaska. Hey there.
This is Alan from Arkansas.
Wow, I don't know where Alaska came from. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I mispronounced it. Yeah, I just had a question. I was just looking at the big picture of this. You know, you got 450,000 active duty in the military. You got over 2 million in our prison systems. To keep the wheel going of the justice system, you have to put a lot of it has to do with 80% of drug offenders. One of the reasons why they go after, like, the drugs is because they're not making any taxes off of that item, which is why you would want to legalize it, one of the reasons you would. And I just wanted to get your opinion on that, you know, as far as if they legalize it, I mean, would this guy be going to jail and be having all these offenses against him?
If they legalize drugs, would Ross Ulbricht be going to jail? Well, I mean, if they legalize drugs tomorrow, Ross Ulbricht will still go to jail unless he gets a pardon. If they legalize drugs tomorrow, all the people who are in jail today will stay in jail unless, again, they get released as part of the legalization process. So I think that would be a huge step forward, is to not only legalize or fully decriminalize drugs, but also to pardon all nonviolent, peaceful drug offenders. And while we're at it, let's let the prostitutes and people convicted of gambling out of jail as well. Everybody who has not actually created a victim in their so-called crime should not be sitting behind bars. But it'll be too little too late if they just legalize drugs tomorrow for Ross Ulbricht, unfortunately. And they're not going to be legalizing drugs anytime soon, unfortunately, as well. So we're going to see more people take the fall for doing what Ross Ulbricht allegedly did, and that is running online drug marketplaces, because as one gets taken down, more get put up, and that's just, you know, that's going to mean more people are going to go down over time for this. But obviously they're willing to take that risk.
Yeah, to keep the lawyers working and the judges working and stuff, they got to keep the wheel going of the justice system, so they use the drugs to do that. And unfortunately, the company, like the alcohol companies, have such a big lobbyist up there keeping the drugs from being legalized. That's one of the things. One of the reasons why they don't legalize the drugs is because...
You mean the big drug corporations, the manufacturers?
Yeah,
that's true.
Manufacturers, you know, they got such a big lobby, they wouldn't want the marijuana to be legal because nobody would buy the alcohol. They'd be
true that no one would buy alcohol.
Yeah.
People would buy both if they were both legal. But you're right, the alcohol manufacturers and the pill manufacturers, they are generally against legalization of any kind of drug. And it's really tragic because, as we're finding out, and thank you, by the way, James, Adam, for the call tonight. As we're finding out, some of these other drugs that have been illegal for so many decades in this insane war on drugs, like mushrooms or MDMA, we're finding out that these things can have really beneficial effects when taken in under kind of therapeutic parameters for, you know, treating PTSD, for instance. Like, you know, MDMA has been shown to possibly cure PTSD. For people who've tried everything, they then try an MDMA therapy session, and it's like one session, and they're done.
But we have read stories like that, and I mean, imagine how invaluable this is. But the government says, we're going to send you off to war and break your mind, and when you come back, we're not going to allow the treatment that has been found to work the best.
Yeah.
Because screw you. Because you are livestock for the state, for the people, human beings. Flesh and blood human beings like you and I, who work in the government, believe that you belong to them. How else could they steal the fruits of your labor in the form of taxes? How else could they pay subsistence wages to people who volunteer for their army and throw their lives away and their minds away and their bodies away for nothing?
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the New Hampshire Secession Organization, NHIndependence.org.
Yeah, sure.
It doesn't get talked about enough, but they've done some pretty good stuff. They seem to be hitting on some most of the cycles so far. They had a couple of little demonstrations that were very winsome, and they have a nice little website and Facebook page. However, I think there hasn't been that much activity over the last few months, and I would like more activity.
Yeah, you're talking about the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. They got formed a couple years ago. They came out with a really great flyer that I went ahead and printed thousands of.
And then handed out a bunch of them at the fair.
I really liked it. Yeah, I've handed them out at multiple locations. We did it most recently on Independence Day. We went to, you know, like the local baseball. They have like a baseball game right before Independence Day. We handed them out there, and some folks handed them out at similar events in the Manchester area. So there is some activism going on in regards to the foundation, but it doesn't have anything to do with the foundation themselves. I don't know what those guys are doing. I don't know if they're having meetings or anything like that. It seems to be more of a think tank than anything else, Dave. I don't know if they actually, you know, are doing much more than just kind of coming up with ideas and tools and, you know, websites and things like that.
Do or do not. There is no think.
Well, it's a do tank.
I agree with you. I mean, I would love to see more action on the secession front as well, and I've done my best to put it out there, so maybe some other folks can sort of step up on this.
I emailed them two different ways, you know, through their website email and then through Facebook, and I got no response in either case over the last month. I did get some responses before last month, but it's one of those things where there was a period of time where the Free State Project wasn't going anywhere either, and then it caught back fire again. And this will happen, I think, with NHIndependence.org.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things where people move, they move from statism to liberty, then they realize that they've got to physically move to New Hampshire. But once you're in New Hampshire, it's possible to focus even more laser-like than just on New Hampshire. Maybe inside New Hampshire, we need to be more laser-like on this one issue, because it goes to the heart of all the other issues. It's the root striker. It's not hacking at the branches.
But, Dave, for me, I find secession to be a little – I find it to be peripheral. That I find that states – look, if we look at marijuana, half the states in the union now have medical marijuana in the face of the federal government. They've used nullification, which is a system of just telling the government, you know, screw you, we're going to pass our own laws. And that's far more valuable and much more likely to happen. What do you think you know, why focus on secession when you can focus on nullification?
All right, stand by. I'll let you answer that here in a moment, Dave. More about secession and the shocking, outrageous news from the Ross Ulbricht trial. We'll dig into that. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Sunday edition of the program. We're here live. The toll free number 855-450-FREE. Whether it's Russ Ulbricht and the Silk Road case, or secession. We'll talk about anything you want right here with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, then you may shop with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It is that simple. Shop.freetalklive.com. It's Amazon. You know them. You've probably shopped there before. And it is the shopping season of the year. Things are getting pretty busy in the stores, as always, this time of year. So why bother with the parking lots and the lines and the waiting and the out-of-stock problems? Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. Go into the Amazon of your choice there. There are different ones that are linked. There's Amazon for the UK, for Canada, and for the United States. Click into the right one for you. Get your shopping taken care of. Feel good about that. You get a great deal. Free Super Saver shipping on a lot of stuff. Amazon Prime if you've got it, of course. And a huge selection. It's the same great Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a cut. Dave is with us here in New Hampshire. Dave, you are talking about secession, and Mark, you had asked the question, because Dave is saying he wants to see more action on secession. I think he's referring to the fact that many of us moved here as part of the Free State Project, liberty activists coming to New Hampshire to get active in the way that we think is best. And that's one of the, I guess, the issues here, Dave, is you feel like maybe some of the people who've moved here aren't getting active on this issue that you find to be very, very important. Is that right?
Well, it's important because it addresses all the other issues.
Well, I don't know if it addresses all of them, but it certainly, you know, seceding from the United States could certainly be a big benefit to the economy and the freedom of the people in New Hampshire.
I'm not sure that's true. I don't know that that's true at all.
It would be a huge boon, Mark. I mean, if people didn't have to pay income tax, they would have thousands more dollars every year they could spend on their own family, their own business, their own self, their dog, their cat, whatever. I mean, it could do all kinds of
New Hampshire could do more to disallow an income tax by being part of the union. I understand where you're coming from, but the United States...
What are you talking about?
Hold on. Listen to me. The United States can put tremendous external pressure through the State Department on somebody without going to war. They don't have to roll tanks into New Hampshire and blow your house up first in order to fight a war on New Hampshire. They can do that with, you know, the way they fight wars on every other nation around the world.
So you're fear-mongering.
I'm not fear-mongering. Yeah. I'm talking about the reality. It's not fearful to talk about the reality. Kids, don't play with guns. You may shoot yourself or your friends.
Are they doing that to
Canada? Kids, don't listen to Ian. Canada didn't secede from the United States last week.
Let's assume Mark is right, and we can't really get around to seceding. It's still very useful to have a strong secessionist movement, to have votes on secession, to have referendums, referendi, however that's pronounced, that sort of thing, because it cools the federal government off. It gets them to back off on other things. You've seen
agree with that statement.
Some of the other places where these secessionist movements fail to get secession, but they get everything else. And so that's why it's important in some ways, even if we couldn't completely secede.
So, but Mark, your question for Dave before we went to the break there was something regarding shouldn't we be pushing for nullification? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I think nullification is a practical stance.
And that's where the state says no.
Yeah, you could nullify income tax, conceivably. I think it would be very difficult, and I would be interested in the machinations of the political process to do it.
The Supreme Court would likely overturn your nullification.
What difference does it make?
It's branch hacking. The controversial nature of secessionism and independence is what will make it work as a push, because people will get so freaked out about it that they'll attack it. It'll be the Free Keen effect, you know, like with the Robin Hooders, where now they're getting, you know, national attention regularly. It's because Free Keen is annoying, because some of the Robin Hooders are annoying. That's the reason why that much attention was drawn to it. It's the same thing with secession. People are annoyed by it, so many, many people will talk to it, and it will get national attention. It'll put us on the front pages, finally.
Yeah, I agree. I hope that we'll see somebody, one of these liberty reps, propose secession seriously as legislation here, or whatever needs to be proposed. Maybe it needs to be a constitutional amendment. I don't know exactly the legal process that would be necessary to get that conversation started, but I agree with you, Dave. That to start that conversation is very important. Have you considered contacting, because we're here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project is moving thousands of liberty-minded people here, and some of them have already gotten elected to the state legislature. Have you considered reaching out to some of the legislators who are liberty advocates and asking someone to sponsor secession legislation?
I have considered it, and I reached out to legislators and had other pieces of legislation submitted, and that brought up ethical questions. I am willing to be part of something like that. I am not willing to instigate a piece of legislation that I don't underwrite. I mean, like, it costs $2,000-$3,000 to kill a piece of legislation, right? It costs taxpayers that money. I'm not willing to shell out $2,000 or $3,000. I'm willing to donate a little bit the process of reimbursing the general fund. But to me, there's an ethical question when you submit a piece of legislation, and I'm worried about slipping too far down the ethical slope, right? I mean, forcing taxpayers to underwrite my good idea.
If you don't want to submit legislation to propose secession, how do you propose to get to secession?
So I do think legislation is a good idea. I'm just saying it needs to be underwritten. It needs to be reimbursed so there's no expense to taxpayers, and I don't have the $3,000 lying around to do that.
You said it's $3,000 just to have a hearing on it?
In 2006, it was considered to be $1,500 to kill a piece of legislation to IPL. So...
Where does that? Where do those costs come from? Because here in New Hampshire,
the lawyer and types have to write up the bill. I know that much.
Well, okay. So my understanding of the process is that a state rep can submit legislation. It's already too late for 2015. But state reps can submit their own legislation. They write it, or they have somebody else that they know write it for them, or somebody else submits it to them, and then they accept it if they agree with it, and they put it forward. You're saying there's costs involved where, like, the state's lawyers get their hands on it or something? I mean, where, otherwise, the only cost would seem to be the keeping the power on in the state legislative building to allow for the
hearing. The lawyer's going to be there anyway. They might as well do something.
Right, the state I'm often reluctant to buy that idea that, you know, the state's going to spend that money anyway. I think it puts pressure on them financially, and I'm reluctant to do that. Like I said,
I'm skeptical, Dave. Wait a second. I want to talk about this money thing, because I think I'm skeptical of how the numbers are come up with when they say $1,500 or $3,000 to kill a bill. And the reason is that they'll tell you that an inmate in jail costs $40,000, because what they do is they take the amount of inmates that they've got, they divide the cost of the budget of the jail, and they charge each inmate per a dollar amount. And that makes some sense until you realize that if you were to remove one inmate, that the only cost that has changed, I mean, it was the amount of water used and the bologna sandwich he gets three times a day. So the lights are still on, the generators are still running, the officers are still employed. One inmate doesn't actually change the cost of the jail. So I'm wondering here, is this is true in this case of the legislation, is there an actual cost of an additional $3,000 because you put in a piece of legislation, or is that just what the cost of running the apparatus of government is in Concord divided out by the pieces of legislation?
I would be convenient to agree with you, Mark, but I'm skeptical. I think there really is a cost. It just seems reasonable.
There has to be a cost. I'm not claiming there's not a cost.
Where does the $3,000
come from? Right, because the lawyers that write up these bills, they're paid on salary. They're not getting a per bill pay or a per hour pay.
Well, not every bill's written by a lawyer either.
Yes, they are, because they're written by the state rep, and then they're turned into the lawyer in office there. I can't remember what it's called. Okay. They rewrite it into, this is the lie speak of liar. That work up there, and then they vote on it in committee, and then they vote on it in the General House.
I didn't know that. Is that true with every piece of legislation?
Every piece of legislation has
why
to
would they
that?
Let the state's lawyers get a hold of legislation that is written to destroy the state? I mean,
it ruined both of mine. I mean, there were two that I requested, and by the time I saw them and then heard them in hearing, I realized that what I had asked to be submitted would actually grow the government. By the time the general legislative services got done with it, I'm not sure that they were being malicious, but I was appalled by what I had created, and I never wanted to do it again.
Yeah,
like
I see that.
Succession is so important but the ends don't justify the means. We have to do it just right, I think. So.
Well, whatever you can come up with, Dave, I support you on forwarding that issue. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Aaron's in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, hi. I guess this secession thing just kind of got me all fired up, but it sounds like you guys have already given voice to some of my concerns as far as, like, tanks rolling across New Hampshire and things like that. And, I mean, you know, history shows that about 150 years ago, 13 states got together and tried to turn that into a reality, and you know how that
turned
out.
But that's just one history. 100 years ago, there were about 80 countries in the world. Now there's about 200. So history shows that secession is very real and very applicable to our lives.
Well, hang on, Aaron. We can bring it back for further discussion on this. 855 450 free
secession. One failed secession in America, and everything's ruined. The country seceded from
DVD. Books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.